Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Nathan Williams, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. You're about to have two last names of the same in one house after Saturday, baby.
That's right.
It should be fun. So Bob just broke some news that we got from ESPN, The Bet, and Penn Gaming. They are splitting their ways.
Yeah.
But that's because of?
Well, that's because ESPN is not getting out of the betting business. ESPN Bet, ESPN
Gosh,
Bet
Bob,
app will shutter, and ESPN, so ESPN Bet is going away.
How'd you win that award? Get your news right.
I know. It's just developing as we go along. We got Jasper my news right on something else. The ESPN Bet is, Jasper and Jerry filled the ballot box for that.
100%.
Yeah. Jasper will take me
Stop
to lunch
the
on
vote.
Friday. Yeah. Here comes Jerry rolling it. All right, we're done here.
Right.
Okay.
America.
Hello, America. See you Friday, Jerry. So the ESPN Bet app will shutter. That's done.
Mm-hmm.
But ESPN has just struck a major deal with DraftKings, according to Front Office Sports.
That makes sense.
There it is.
We're
not getting out of the betting industry. We're getting more money to be with DraftKings than we were with Penn Gaming. And so I guess they had options to get out of that whenever they probably wanted. And so the 10-year agreement became a 2-year agreement. There's 8 years left on the table. And Penn Gaming's going, hey, I thought we had a deal here. And ESPN's like, yeah, I think we're going to get more money over here from DraftKings.
So yeah, 41 minutes ago, Front Office Sports, as you had mentioned earlier in the previous segment, Penn Entertainment and ESPN agreed to early termination of the U.S. online sports betting agreement. Quote, all outstanding payments to ESPN will cease in the fourth quarter of 2025. Penn will continue, though, to be an ESPN advertisement client. Hey, we don't want you, but we're still going to be on your TV screen.
And by the way, we're not going to give you ESPN anymore because we want you to buy our app. That's what this thing is, too, with this YouTube dispute. It has nothing to do with that. They're just trying to get people to buy their app. That's all they want. So they shut it down on YouTube now. And people who are on YouTube TV are like the new age of cable people, right? YouTube TV was always like the cool place to go, like T-Mobile and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So everybody kind of went over there thinking this is the new hip streaming services and all this kind of stuff. And we're never going to have these disputes with cable. Now, here we are having the same damn disputes as what we told you about 5 years ago. We'd be back to square one with all of this when it came to the streaming industry. But this is a ploy by ESPN just to get you to subscribe to their app. It's straight money for them as opposed to getting money per subscriber from some of these other things.
Yeah. So we'll see moving forward with that. But one of the questions we asked yesterday is, you know, what you would do first. Would you extend Trent McDuffie? Or would you extend Rashee Rice?
Yeah, because that's the plan for this offseason. As we reported first here yesterday on this show, the plan for the offseason, which is why they did not get knee-deep into into the trade market this year, is to pay Trent McDuffie and pay Rashee Rice long-term. And so we were the first ones on this. We've been talking about it for the last 24 hours. There's others that are now coming on board from a national level that are talking about this stuff.
Yeah, but one of them being Jordan Schultz, saying the reason that they stayed pat in the trade deadline was because they have two big moves in the offseason that will involve Rashee Rice and Trent McDuffie. It won't be easy. It will be expensive, was his quote.
Right, which is exactly what we told you guys yesterday at this time, right? We were talking about that yesterday morning, that the reason they didn't get into free agency was because of that. Now the Nationals are getting their information as well. Good job by them. But that's the plan for this offseason is to pay McDuffie and to pay Rashee Rice. And if you're the GM, and Nathan, you're involved as well. Dusty, you're involved as well. We're all putting on our GM hats. Text line, I want you involved as well on this one. If you got a knock on your door, Idle Tuesday in, let's say it's January. Nah, let's say it's mid-February, right? After Valentine's Day, after the Super Bowl, get a knock on your door and you open it, and it's Clark Hunt. He's your boss, right? You're the GM of the Chiefs, and you're sitting there. And Clark closes the door behind himself and says, I got some good news and I got some bad news for you. You can sign one of your guys, but you can't sign both of your guys. You only can sign Rice, or you can only sign Trent McDuffie. I don't care which one you go with. I don't care who you choose, but I'm telling you right now, as the owner of this team, you can only sign one. That's all we can do right now. If you're that GM, if you're Brett Veach, and you could only sign one, either McDuffie or Rice, where are you going with that money? Who are you signing if you have that the opportunity to only sign one of those guys?
This is very easy to me.
Okay.
Because all the facts that I'm going to lay out there support signing Rashee Rice.
Yes.
You have struggled drafting wide receivers. You have not struggled drafting cornerbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that Trent McDuffie is an awesome human being. I'm just playing the business side of it, and sometimes business gets personal and it gets ugly. That's just the way it goes. That's life.
Scott Pioli told me one time, it was really great advice. He goes, I hate when people say it's just business, it's not personal. He goes, that's not true at all. It's personal for somebody.
100%.
It's personal for somebody.
And I think the fact that you have Patrick Mahomes, and the one thing that Rashee Rice brings to Patrick Mahomes is the one thing that we have always thought he needed as a wide receiver. You found it. You have it. You also have, I think, in the situational room with negotiation with Rashee Rice, the upper hand and the advantage. You don't really have an upper hand or an advantage with Trent McDuffie, because Trent McDuffie has been perfect. He has been great on the field. He has been a community leader. He's always done good things for people. He's never been an issue on the field. He's never been an issue off the field.
He's the perfect player.
And you really can't. It's like when Mahomes had his second year in the league, and they were like, or his second start season in the league, where he went 5,000, then he went like 4,400 or whatever it was, and won you a Super Bowl. There was no negotiation with Patrick Mahomes. It was him, Lee Steinberg, or Cabot, whoever was in that room with him, and they said, "Well, listen, but we want $500 million. And the Chiefs are like, man. And then they fire back. They said, you hadn't won a Super Bowl in 30-plus years. You haven't drafted a quarterback with the first overall pick and since Todd Blackledge in 1984. You need this guy. We know it. Whatever you want to say is fine, but you can't win. With Rashee Rice, they can definitely attack that and be like, you missed a full year due to injury. You've been off the field trouble. We had a suspension in line. So that knocks down where we're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what we'll do. Remember this guy, Tyreek Hill, who got like a 2-year extension in his first contract and made some pretty good money. And then when he wanted to be the highest paid receiver, it was deuces. I think this is the same situation. Whereas you don't really have any leverage over Trent McDuffie, other than the fact that your general manager, who you are talking to is Clark Hunt, has a very good track record of finding cornerbacks in the draft seemingly every single freaking year. Whereas wide receiver has not been his strong suit. Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice. Those have been the last 2 years they've drafted, or I guess the last 3 years. Those have been the receivers they've drafted. Since then, it's been like Sky Moore's. They went and got MBS, fail. Went and got Kadarius Toney, fail. Mm-hmm. Went and got all these other guys. It didn't work. And also, who's the most prized player on your team? Patrick Mahomes. Who benefits Patrick Mahomes more? Rashee Rice or Trent McDuffie?
Yeah.
That's where I would sign it, and that's where my allegiance would lead.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, I respect Trent McDuffie. I think he's awesome. I'd love to have them both. But it's like when you went on a trip and your dad said, hey, you can take one of two toys. Pick one.
Pick one.
It's like when
yeah.
they told Andy
right.
and Toy Story, Buzz or Woody. That dude loved Woody, right? He that was his toy. Shelf. Buzz is going with me.
Yeah.
And I think that's where you look at this whole situation. And I think that when you look at what Rashee Rice brings, which is a modern day in prime Deebo Samuel, we've only seen one Deebo Samuel. We haven't seen others of that type of player at wide receiver. We've seen Trent McDuffie, and that's not a knock. This is just the business dusty side of the conversation.
Yeah, and look, I'm with you 100% on that. Rashee Rice is the right answer because for me, it just came down to a simple fact of you draft corners all the time. The wide receiver, not just in this era, for the entire history of this organization has been, vacant. They've never really had great wide receivers here, in Kansas City. It's like trying to find an outfield bat for the Royals, or for whatever reason, the Royals can't find an outfield bat. For whatever reason, the Chiefs have never been able to find that wide receiver. Now you've got that wide receiver in Rashee Rice. And I think right now with where the game is going and what we've seen, and we talked about it earlier, maybe you need to commit more resources to your defensive line as opposed to your defensive backs at this point, because I think we're starting to see more of a renaissance now over the last 2 years in that running game. And I'm tired of watching our team get run over. So Rashee Rice is the answer for me. The good news is that they plan on signing both of those guys. This is just a hypothetical conversation. If it did come down push to shove, who would you take? Their plan is to have both of these guys sign, as we first told you yesterday.
Right, and to back up what Dusty was saying about McDuffie, one of like the nicest dudes I've ever, even in like pro sports especially. Like this guy is such a good dude in the community. His teammates love him. I want that guy on my team.
Yes.
But If you subscribe to that notion of like a premium position and a non-premium position in football, so premium being quarterback, tackle, receiver, pass rush and cornerback. I think cornerback is by far and away the least important on that list. I still subscribe to the notion that the defense runs through its pass rush first. That's the best way to shut down an offense is getting to the quarterback. Having a great secondary helps, and the Chiefs have shown what a great secondary can do over the last couple of years, especially with that Legarius Sneed, McDuffie room that won them the Super Bowl. It wasn't the only reason, but was maybe the largest reason they won that Super Bowl two years ago.
Yeah,
he's we'll going to demand number one corner money.
And should get it.
Record-setting money, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. Rashee Rice, even though I don't think, because Tyreek Hill's thing, that happened right off the heels of another incident for him. Rashee Rice's thing is going to be in the past, so I think he's not going to get as much of a discount as you did in the Tyreek Hill situation. But even from his play alone, Rashee Rice is not going to command number one wide receiver money on the market. He's not going to command Jefferson or Chase money. It might be close, but it's not going to be.
And that's why you sign him this offseason, too.
I'd pick Rashee Rice.
We'll see what happens. NFL offseason does not begin anytime soon, but the Major League Baseball free agency process will officially begin at 4 p.m. Eastern time here. Go sign them all, John. Go sign them all. Coming up on the other side, we'll be back with Ben Maller because it's a Thursday at 7:15. We'll get to Ben Maller and more here on 96.5 The Fan with Nathan's One Word on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our good friends at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, here we are, middle of the season. The trade deadline has come. The trade deadline has gone. I look at that and I go, hey, the Jets were the big winners. Everybody else, I'm not really sure that anybody really accomplished much.
Yeah, I disagree, Bob. I have gone strong against the draft. I am tired of the draft. I am tired. The Jets actually got a couple of picks right, and they've already given up on both the picks. I don't agree with that. I don't like it. It amazes me. To me, the greatest scam in sports is selling draft picks to people. People always buy the draft picks. And if you look, I went back because I have no life. The last 20 years, the chance of drafting an all-pro player in the NFL in the first round of the draft is 16%. You have it's like a 160 batting average in baseball. If it's the top 10 picks in the draft, it's like a 210 batting average. And it's like, to me, it's just kicking the can down the road and all that. And I love the fact, even if it blows up where Sauce Gardner is a disaster with the Colts, I love the fact that they actually went for it. And we've all made jokes about Jim Irsay's daughter inheriting the team and, on the sidelines. But I give her credit. Good job by her. She went for it, and they think they can win. I wouldn't bet on Daniel Jones, but they did. So good for them.
See, you talk about, using those draft picks to actually draft. Dusty and I had a pretty good conversation the other day about what the Jets should do. I think they use those picks and you trade them for Joe Burrow. And Dusty said, what about Lamar Jackson? And I said, either one would be fine. I think if you're the Jets, you're not drafting a quarterback with this, using those picks to get an established veteran.
See, I think what they're going to do, though, is use the picks, because what they're going to do is like, hey, if you draft guys, you can't fire us. It's job security, right? You got to give us 2 or 3 years. So you're buying, if you trade for Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson, the Jet fans are going to be like, okay, we're going to be in the playoffs. We're going to win a playoff game and all that. So, and it's certainly possible. Like Lamar Jackson, I think he's more likely at the end of the year, if some of the stuff out of Baltimore is accurate, where you know, he was kind of, he told them he was going to play and then he bailed out at the last minute. If that stuff's going on, I could see them getting tired of Lamar. He's a great player. He hasn't been a great playoff player, and get rid of him. But yeah, if you're going to tell me for sure the Jets are going to make that move, okay, fine. But at the time the trades happened, we don't know what they're going to do. And it's more likely than not those picks aren't going to be that great, like from the Colts. The Colts will be at least average every year. So you're talking about a middle-of-the-first-round draft pick, which is not all that wonderful. So we'll see. But when I was a kid, I loved the draft, Bob. I could not wait. I memorized – I had every mock draft. I knew everyone in the draft. And I've just been burned so many times. I've become jaded as I've gotten older because it's just a hustle. And most of these guys are never as good as advertised. You look at Trevor Lawrence is a great example in Jacksonville. If you go back and look at the stuff before the Trevor Lawrence draft, this was God's gift to football. This was you've won the jackpot. What a bonanza. The guy can't play. He's average at best, Trevor Lawrence, and he's had multiple coaches and teammates. But that's a great example. If you just based on the scouting report, he's amazing, like once-in-a-lifetime player. He's not.
Ben, we were having a discussion this week about the AFC teams, and I look at the top of the AFC, and I look at where basically the bottom of the AFC ends, which I think is about 8 or 9 teams in the AFC. Do you think there is a huge gap between the first or the top two teams, or do you think that it's basically all even from the Colts all the way down to even the Baltimore Ravens, who I think are the 9 seed in the AFC currently?
Yeah, so I look at New England and get a lot of guys that call the radio show from Boston. All that. They're 7 wins. I don't think they're that great. I saw the Broncos lose to the Chargers. I thought they were good but not great. I've seen the Colts in person. Same thing. I thought they were good but not great. Like, let's put it this way. If whoever finishes at the bottom, like right now Jacksonville's, I think, the last team in the playoffs. I know the Chiefs aren't playing this weekend. So if they – assuming the Chiefs get in as like a wild card, they can still obviously win the division, but they get in as a wild card. If they have to play eventually at Indianapolis or New England, it's like they have a good chance of winning. Like, I would bet on them to win if I had some money. So it's not – none of those teams are invincible, Dusty. You know what I'm saying? I don't think
– for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's 8 teams. I don't think Houston's particularly good. Baltimore's going to come back, so they'll end up in the playoffs at some point. They're going to win enough games. They'll win this weekend. They'll keep winning, and so they'll be in the playoffs despite their terrible start. But there's a lot of – I haven't seen – we talked about this a couple weeks ago, guys. I don't see anybody all that good. I'm still waiting for someone to take off and go on the magic carpet ride in the NFL. I see a lot of okay or a little above okay teams, but I don't see anybody that's really that dominant. And we're already now into week 10, so this is past the midway point now.
Yeah, it's what the league obviously wants, though. You've got this parity all over the league, and I ask these guys, Dusty and Mac, every Monday, I'm like, who's the best team in the NFL this week? Because you could really just you could throw darts at this point in time. If you want to say, you know, I don't know, San Francisco, you want to say L.A., you want to say the Chiefs, you want to say Houston, you want to say, you know, Indianapolis. Houston, obviously, a bad example, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many teams out there that you just don't know who the best team in the NFL is. And unless you're like a diehard like us here in Kansas City, if you're just a football fan, this is a great year for you.
Yeah, it is. Although I like that invincible dominating team. I think that's, to me, that's more fun. Can somebody knock off Goliath? We saw that in baseball this year in the World Series with the Dodgers. Like, the Dodgers were Goliath. They almost lost. They didn't lose. Like, I think, and people watched that. They had great ratings for baseball in the World Series. To me, that's compelling. I want greatness. I want, you know, the Chiefs have obviously been wonderful the last almost 10 years away with Mahomes, so they've been great, and they're not this year, obviously. They're not great so far to start the year, but I to me, that's more fun. I mean, yeah, if I owned an NFL team, I'd be like, oh, this is great. Everyone's got a shot to win. There's like, you know, 20 teams, maybe not 20, maybe 15 teams that you'd say, if they get hot, they're going to win the Super Bowl. But I would rather have that one dominant team in each conference and then try to knock off that dominant team. And you know, I remember you asked me that, Bob, a couple weeks ago, who was the top team. I think at the time I said the Detroit Lions were the top team. Boy, that worked out well, didn't it? Yeah, they're barely hanging on there to a playoff spot at this point. So the problem is I look at the flaws, the warts and the moles of these teams, and every team has a bunch of warts and moles and – and you got to overcome your weaknesses. Like the Colts at 7-2 with Daniel Jones, I just can't wrap my head around that working out for them. Despite the fact I love that they went for it, I just can't imagine him playing well in the playoffs.
You look at the NFC side of things, Ben, and I'm kind of interested. Do you believe in Seattle? I mean, I know that their point differential is quite impressive. I think it's third in the NFL. But again, they play in that division with the Rams, also 6-2. Seattle 6-2. Is Philadelphia still the supreme in the NFC? I know that last year they won the Super Bowl. They went and made all those trade acquisitions. They have A.J. Brown drama once again. But is Seattle the best team in the NFC?
No, I we've talked about Daniel Jones. I feel the same way about Sam Darnold. I mean, everyone says how great Sam Darnold is, and he's playing very well in the regular season, but he played well in Minnesota last year. By the end of the year, the Vikings, their offensive line was dinged up, and Darnold fell apart. Everything has to be perfect for Sam Darnold. So if you're going to tell me, Dusty and Bob, that Seattle's going to have a healthy offensive line and they're not going to have any major injuries and the blocking will be good and everything will be fine, then okay, Seattle can go to the Super Bowl. But we all know what happens. It's a war of attrition, as they like to say, and a bunch of guys are going to get hurt and you're going to have to play. And Darnold does not play well. You know, a lot of guys struggle, but he's got a reputation that precedes him, his track record. So I don't trust Seattle because of Sam Darnold. I'm shocked. I like the Rams. I'm shocked that Stafford stayed healthy. I thought with all the stories in training camp that they'd be playing Jimmy Garoppolo by now, the Rams. And Stafford, not only is he playing, he's as good as any quarterback in football this year, which blows me away. I know they've got good receivers, and McVay's a savant as a coach and all that offensive coach, but that one shocks me that Stafford, I probably just put the whammy on him, by the way. He's going to get hurt this weekend, but I'm blown away that he's played this well.
Ben, we look at the college football playoff standings, rankings, however you want to call them, that came out. I love what the committee did. They said, we're basing it on, you know, what we see right now. We're not basing it on who you could be or what you are or who your name is or anything like that. And still people are up in arms over this thing. And Eli Drinkwitz of Missouri says, let's just settle it on the field. Yet didn't give us a way to settle it on the field. Your thoughts?
No, I agree. And part of it is obviously, it's like our mantra. My mantra has always been, well, we have a daily talk show, so we have to worry about what's going on that day. It's like people get upset when you make bold statements, but we don't get to wait until after these games are concerned. I think the biggest problem that they have, a lot of the old guard in college football, is, as you guys know, there's some teams at the very top that are basketball schools or not football schools. You're like, what are we doing here? You know, we want the traditional, we want our, you know, unusual powerhouse teams at the very top, and we're not getting that right now in college football. And much like football, or much like the NFL, you look at college football and the landscape, it appears to be pretty wide open, right, out in the wild blue yonder this year. But just, it's good for talk radio, right? Anytime you put a committee together, it never goes well. I know in politics it doesn't go well. It doesn't go well in sports. Is there anything? I know I used to live in a place that had a homeowners association, which was a committee. What a freaking nightmare that was. I'd like to know, where in life does a committee work out good? Because I've yet to see it, and I guess I'm middle-aged or whatever. I've never seen a committee that actually knows what they're doing that gets it right.
Ben, baseball, let's talk about that real quick, because free agency ends today at 5 o'clock. Is that, I mean, like, players on the move? Like, do we even know baseball was doing that today?
Well, I didn't know, because I, of course, you know, following the Dodgers, they'll probably sign the top two players in the market today.
You're going to get Scooble, and you're going to get Kyle Tucker, so it must be nice.
No, it's like Edwin Diaz. They need a closer, so they'll sign Edwin Diaz later, the Mets or something like that. But, yeah, I am aware. And of all the sports, and we've had conversations, gentlemen, off the radio, this is the one, baseball, where there's just no juice. There's none. Like, it's not around-the-clock coverage. Because what's going to inevitably happen is that none of these guys are going to sign until at least Christmas. So we've got another month and a half. They'll be going back and forth. You're going to have the GM meetings. You're going to have the winter meetings. Maybe one guy will sign, and then we're going to get to mid-December. And it's like, well, we got to sign somebody, but then everyone goes on vacation for Christmas and New Year's, so nothing gets done until after the New Year. So it's, you know, and it's not a great year. There's no Aaron Judge or Otani like there have been in years past. It's, Schwarber's a good player, but he's a swing and miss guy, and he just hits a bunch of home runs, and that's it. But yeah, And with all the drama about the possible work stoppage down the line in baseball, that's a buzzkill. So there's a lot of moving parts to that baseball story. But I have paid attention to it, and there will be a bunch of rumors, which will be at least most of them will probably be nonsense, but they're fun to read.
Yeah, definitely fun to read and definitely fun to not see the Dodgers sign everybody this year. But I think free agency is going to be wild. I think it's going to be a very slow go, and I think we're going to see a sprint to the finish when spring training gets here and a bunch of guys signing one-year deals because everybody knows the lockouts are coming.
Yeah, hey, I'm fine with that. And, you know, they want to reset everything. And so if that's the case, then, yeah. But if they sign one-year deals, do they just go to the Dodgers and the Yankees, or do the Royals benefit from that? Do the Mariners, do some of these other teams get these guys, or is it just going to be like, well, I'll only sign a one-year deal, but I'll go to like a big market team?
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. Ben, yeah. We appreciate it. Enjoy the beginning of free agency and the bye week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That is Ben Maller with us here on 96.5 The Fan, all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Guys, a little one word action for you here. Let's start off with the news in the morning, which is ESPN Bet. It disbanded, and we thought for a minute it was going away completely. Turns out they are now in bed with DraftKings. DraftKings and ESPN have a deal to make them the sports betting provider of ESPN. So one word on ESPN and sports betting this morning.
Money, and that's the word to use. They obviously got a better deal from going with DraftKings as opposed to with Penn Gaming, so they ended their ESPN Bet. That is ceasing to exist at the end of the month. And everything on ESPN now will be DraftKings related. You'll have a tab on the ESPN app to bet with DraftKings on there right now. And so they got a better deal, apparently. And that's kind of what it comes down to. They probably had opt-outs all the time within this deal, and they signed a better one with DraftKings. And so ESPN Bet, if you got money in there, that sucker's gone at the end of the month.
Yeah, my one word would be king. DraftKings, man. Like Bob and I were talking in the hallway during the break. People know what they like, and they like what they know. And to me, like, you have your betting site, whether it's FanDuel, Underdog, DraftKings, whatever it is. You know what you like. You know what you go to. You could jump to Blue Sky. You probably came back to Twitter. You could say, I'm going to do Snapchat. You stuck with Instagram. You just know what you like. You know what's comfortable. And I think that's what ESPN and Penn did. They broke away. And then ESPN says, you know what? We just entered a multi-year agreement with DraftKings, and they'll become the official sportsbook and odds provider of ESPN. So, yeah. It is what it is.
Threads is still out there and alive and well, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Speaking of something else that always comes back, MVS has joined the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers' guy is back.
Game changer.
Aaron Rodgers said, you know, I love MVS, all those, you know, kind, nice things. MVS went as far to say he's excited because Rodgers is the best to ever play the game. I'd like to hear one word on that quote from MVS.
Mm-hmm. Lies. You know, you're caught up in the moment. And
Eli.
Yeah.
Eli.
Did you see the new one? Yes, where Eli takes the hair off and he looks like Danny DeVito. It's so good. I love that commercial. They've done a really good job with that, honestly.
Yeah, marketing director at Jersey Mike's. Take the year.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Hurry up before BlackRock, you know, stops the commercials and stops paying Eli and DeVito, too. What was I going? Oh, so lies. You know, he's saying it because he's with him at this point in time. Tom Brady, still the greatest of all time. You played with Patrick Mahomes. He's had a lot more success than Aaron Rodgers has as a team and whatnot. And so I get it. Aaron Rodgers is really, really good, but he's not the best of all time.
MBS, my one word would be hopeful. I mean, I know they have DK Metcalf. Not a whole lot of other options. They decided to send George Pickens to Dallas. They need somebody to help out. They realize that, even though they just beat the Colts. But, I mean, I'm hopeful that he works out for you, Aaron, because he didn't work out for Patrick Mahomes until that Baltimore playoff game when he caught the ceiling catch in the AFC Championship game.
That's right.
Hello.
Hello. Power outage.
Yep. Still on the air. I think we're good to go.
Okay.
The skip of the music scared me there. I was like, what's going on?
All right. You lost all power in here, man.
Yeah. What a career for MVS, playing with Aaron Rodgers multiple times, Patrick Mahomes, had a stint with Josh Allen. That guy knows how to stick in the league.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, a few years ago, did the Key and Peele pump celebration. Mm-hmm. You guys know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about? Rico Dowdle of the Panthers broke that out over the weekend. He was fined for doing so. So one word on the league finding Rico Dowdle for Key and Peele celebration.
I guess you get one pump in the NFL.
Mm.
He did two pumps.
You can't be a two-pump chump.
No, it's one pump and done in the NFL. So rules, you got to follow them, I guess. I mean, this is ridiculous. It really is. It's one of the dumbest things that I've seen. Like, Rico Dowdle was one who volunteered the information that he was fined. But what are we gaining by fining this guy for that? You know, it's stupid.
Yeah, my one word would be consistency. Like, you can't just make up fines and then say that you can't do this. Like, we know you can't dunk the ball on the goalpost. We found that out. If you do it, you deserve the fine. Now, all of a sudden, they have, like, fines that are, you know, tucked in behind the book page. You're like, well, you can't do that according to rule X45-6431.
I think he did say he thought he got two pumps, but it's really you get one pump.
Sounds like I could be an NFL player.
You could.
The Key and Peele sketch is you get two pumps, but on the third one, you get flagged.
You get flagged,
So I think Rico Dowdle's probably taking that from Key and Peele. But yeah, I'm with you, Dusty. You can't do the pumps. You can't dunk the ball. You can't lift your leg like you're mimicking a dog on a fire hydrant. There's like these specific things that you can't do. But celebrations are okay now, though.
Yeah. It's just as long as it's the celebration that has been pre-approved by the National Football League and ESPN bets.
Yeah.
Exactly. Chode.
And DraftKings. What would you like to see the Royals come away with this offseason? We talked a little bit about free agency earlier on in the show. So one word on the additions needed to the Royals.
Bat. I don't care where you get the bat from. I don't care who is the bat, what position they play. Bat. We need a bat.
Cody, not Tap. Cody Bellinger. That's my one word. Go get him. He opted out of the contract. He's going to be 31 years old. He could play left, right, center. He could play that dice game that Carrington loves, whatever it's called, left, right, centers, left, center, right.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be the fit. He seems to be the kind of guy that would move the needle for the fan base. He brings you power. He brings you defense. He brings you a leadoff spot in the order, and why not? I know a lot of people on the text line we brought him up earlier said, yeah, he did really well hitting in front of Aaron Judge. Well, he could do a really good job hitting in front of Bobby Witt Jr. as well.
Wasn't he the MVP of a season when he wasn't playing with Aaron Judge? Like, with Aaron Judge for like 2 seconds, guys. Come on, don't use that as he was only good because Aaron Judge. He's a former MVP of the league.
I mean, imagine that as your top five hitters in your lineup. You're going Cody Bellinger, Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, Michael Garcia.
Man, you're looking at, you know, division champs with that kind of lineup.
I would love it.
And then that pitching staff, you go sign Bellinger, you don't have to give up anybody.
Okay.
And you've just made your team so much stronger. Great move.
Yeah, that's what I want more than anything is if they want to get two bats, you know, all the bats, great. I'm all for that. If it's going to be one bat, which is probably the answer, it's probably a left fielder, and it's probably a platoon of Massey and India at second base. It's probably what we're looking at. Cags in right field. Don't use starting pitching to do that. I don't care if you spend money. I don't care if you use prospects. Don't take away from your strength to go get that bat.
Yeah, because we saw that starting pitching get injured towards the end of the
season. Towards the end of the year.
It hurt
everyone's will.
Yep.
It's the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Starting pitching is like an offensive line. You need it, even though you don't think you do. Even if you have a surplus of it, keep it. That is one word with Nathan, Bob, and myself. But don't forget, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up on the other side, we do Smash or Pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. You want to be caller number 5, and you want to call in. You want to tell Nathan that you are excited for him to get married and what his one regret is being single his whole entire life until now. Coming up next, it's Smash or Pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. Your chance at a $50 gift card on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, you want to hear this sound?
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
That's right. That's the sounder you want to hear in about 7 minutes, and you can be caller number 5. Tell Nathan congratulations on tying the knot, because that is Saturday in Lawrence. Can't wait for that wedding. But it is Smash or Pass time. Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Also by Shawnee Mission Ford, on a mission to do more, online at Shawnee Mission Ford. These are your recipes this week, Bobby Betts.
Yeah, so, a lot of stuff I was finding on the internet. This isn't a new one, Dusty, but for whatever reason, it was on a website yesterday and people were talking about it, and it's Guy Fieri's apple pie hot dog.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
I'm thinking the same thing. I'm thinking the exact same thing. It is a fried pie basically wrapped around a hot dog.
No,
and it is topped with bacon jam. It is topped with apple, sort of apple pie filling, bacon bits, apple mustard. I'm like, I just don't know that I'm going to do something like this. I mean, I would maybe take a bite and it's probably delicious, but I just look at it and I'm thinking, I don't know that I can do an apple pie, a hot dog covered in apple pie.
I bet this thing is delicious because you hear weird food combinations. You don't think they'll work.
Right.
They work. It's just the way of the world.
Well, so pork and apples do go hand in hand.
Pork,
you know?
And apple is delicious.
Yeah.
So I looked at this link. I thought, okay, I'll open it up. I'll give it a try. The picture of this thing is indistinguishable from I mean, let your imagination run wild. This thing is gross. It's a pass for me.
Pass for you as well.
Yeah, again, I'm anti-sweet and salty, and that seems like the most dialed in sweet and salty.
It is. You get that salty hot dog and the sweet apple pie. I would absolutely try a bite of that, but I'm actually interested in the apple mustard. I may try to find some of that myself. They got any of that down in Lewisburg? Go get me some apple mustard. All right, the next one is McDonald's has launched fish McNuggets that are shaped like fish in Singapore.
Well, don't plan on going to Singapore anytime soon.
But they may come to the United States. You need a little test market, see if this works. Do you want fish nuggets shaped like a fish at McDonald's?
No chance.
No.
Smash.
Yes, I do.
You do?
The filet fish rocks.
Okay.
Chicken nuggets rock.
You know, right.
Together.
All right.
That sounds like a great afternoon, evening, whenever you're indulging in this. Yeah, I'm smashing that all day long.
So you are. Okay.
So this is like their version of fish sticks.
Yeah. I never liked fish sticks as a kid. Were you a fish sticks kid?
Only when I was like hammered, we had a deep fryer.
Okay.
But I wasn't a kid.
Yeah, you weren't a kid. But like as a kid, I hated fish sticks. I mean, my mother used to microwave those things on paper plates. It was awful.
Yeah, brutal. Yeah, that's fair. Wouldn't 90% of your McDonald's trips at this age be when you're hammered as well? Like, I'm not just going to McDonald's for lunch.
No, frequently. It's definitely a
late night run.
It's definitely a staple of DoorDash. It's the spicy McChicken, the McDouble, and a medium fry.
Yeah.
That's the no-no meal. Mm-hmm. That's where it didn't go well for me on the scouting report, and we walked down the hill in downtown Lee's Summit, and there's a brown bag sitting on the front porch, and I am then happy.
Yeah,
my mouth gets
laid. What? I would probably go into it with the intention of ordering these fish McNuggets and then choose a spicy McChicken instead. That's probably what happened.
That's the staple right there is the spicy McChicken.
And finally, there is a person on X, formerly Twitter, named Tokyo. She's the archery queen, the number one archer in the world, I guess, right? Cool. And she puts down a picture of French fries and says, ketchup does not exist. What are you having with these fries? And that's where we open it up today. With the ketchup does not exist, what are you having with those fries? The logical answer seemingly is barbecue sauce. So if you only had barbecue sauce and fries, are you smashing that?
Smash.
Only barbecue?
Mm-hmm.
So I like mustard and fries.
Oh, really?
I'm a huge mustard guy.
See, like, I hate yellow mustard. I'll try everything else.
Ooh, I love mustard. Or ranch. I'm a big ranch guy with fries. That's always a good option. Honey mustard, if I have to. I don't necessarily love ketchup. I don't really use it a lot. I mean, I might use like a dab on a hot dog, but it's coated in yellow mustard. I put yellow mustard underneath my chili for my chili dogs.
Yeah.
No, I would just use mustard, or I would just eat them plain. Is that weird to eat fries plain?
I don't think so. I have no problem with satanic.
These fries in this picture, they'd be good.
Yeah, they look like McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Somebody told me yesterday that Burger King fries are much better than McDonald's fries. I said, stop. We're not doing this. I said, you can have that take. It's fine, but stop.
Stop.
Yeah, we're not doing this.
Like, it's not real.
We know what the superior fry is. It's McDonald's.
Yeah. So you got some good food takes. I didn't know this. You felt this way about mustard. I knew you guys both like the drums instead of the flats, which is just pro. Mm-hmm. I would probably go with and this just sounds like gluttonous, some sort of like aioli.
Oh,
like
so you're a mayonnaise fry guy? See, I just can't do that. I can't dip hot fat into more hot fat.
But that's what I was going to say, is after a few of these, I wouldn't want any more.
Yeah.
So maybe I'd go with the barbecue sauce. That'd be my number two.
Somebody says on the text line, sriracha. Smash. Somebody says buffalo ranch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Spicy ketchup. Somebody says that from the
Whataburger. Spicy ketchup is so good, man. It really is.
I love mustard, man. I'll eat mustard. I mean, yesterday I made a turkey sandwich on sourdough, and it had the Dijon mustard.
Yeah, see, Dijon is great. I'm just not a yellow mustard fan. I've never really cared for yellow mustard. Spicy brown, Dijon, any of that other stuff, I'm all in on that kind of stuff. For whatever reason, I just don't have the palate for yellow mustard. It just doesn't taste good to me.
Somebody from the 913 says, the Burger King fry guy is definitely a flat earther.
Yeah. Like, even Burger King would say, no, our fries aren't as good at McDonald's, but we got that double cheeseburger that Bob used to eat in high school for a dollar all the time. Now we got that. I don't think the double cheeseburger is a dollar anymore, but I did see Burger King advertising their double cheeseburgers yesterday. That hit as a kid, man. Like the Burger King double cheeseburger with bacon and a little barbecue sauce on there as well. That hit better than everything. Burger King's got a good burger. Now I'm hungry.
This is brutal. Somebody from the 816 says, ketchup's like Harrison Butker. We used to like it when we were younger, then grew up and moved on. Good Lord.
But honestly, like, as an adult, I'll take that person right there. As an adult, ketchup is acceptable for whatever you want to put it on because you like it. But like, if you're thinking as an adult, what's ketchup acceptable for? Really, fries.
Is it Mahomes that says he puts it on his steak?
Yes.
Yeah, and you should be diabolical. For ketchup as an adult. And I was going to use Patrick Mahomes as an example. It's like newsworthy that this guy eats ketchup on steak. That's how,
right.
If he was dipping his steak in barbecue sauce, that would not have made headlines.
What about A1?
Oh
no,
well, Leon Perrins.
Just say it's not a good steak.
Leon Perrins is good.
I put that on it right after it comes off the grill, and it sits for 5 minutes.
On your steak?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do? Okay.
So as soon as it comes off the grill, the steak goes on the cutting board, and then there's like three or four dashes of the Leon Perrins, and then I let it sit there, and then I cut it into strips, and then it all kind of folds in.
Yeah.
And I don't use any other sauce.
No other sauce on that.
No.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you. Like, I don't think you need a true sauce on your steak. Now, I do like a horseradish, you know, like a horsey sauce from Arby's or something like that. If they have that, I'm going in with a prime rib or something like that. But yeah, but as an adult, you think about, what do you put ketchup on? Fries, tots? I mean,
I don't even put it on a corn dog. I just do mustard.
Yeah.
Straight up. I really don't use, like, for my burgers, I know it's a ketchup.
Oh, I do burger, yeah.
Burger, I just use literally super plain vanilla. I use barbecue sauce, pickles, and mustard.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah. I don't need the extras on my burger anymore. I don't need the warm lettuce or the fake tomato, but it's just cheese, pickle, barbecue sauce, yellow mustard, salt.
Done. Yeah. Yep. So have we figured out anything? Maybe chicken nuggets as an adult? You're putting some ketchup on? I don't know. But like,
I think tots might be the closest one for me. When's the last time
browns?
You had a corn dog, though? Because I'm with you on the mustard and corn dog, but really?
Mm-hmm. Buddies of mine had a Halloween. They had all the Halloween people there. I told you the story on Monday. There was somebody that came. They brought corn dogs from Sonic. They bought 50 corn dogs from Sonic because they're 50 cents.
Dang.
So they bought like three full bags of corn dogs. I had like two or three. No, I had like three or four.
Hey, corn dog.
Yeah.
Smash.
Years. I'd smash a corn dog.
Right, so.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes! Yes!
That's right. When we call number five, tell Nathan congratulations on getting married. And tell him thank you for filling in for Mac. Also, if you win, you have a chance at a Booth Creek Wagyu Casey's Best Steak $50 gift card, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Also brought to you by Shawnee Mission Ford, on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. I want to talk about general managers on the other side. Plus, there is trouble in paradise, and that paradise is Cleveland. If Eddie Money gave me two tickets, I would return them. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.